It is a day of fast-moving stories, for goodness sake. We started the morning with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein either being summoned to or deciding to go to the White House and meet with White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. He was either going to resign, take this job and shove it, or he was going to be fired.
So why are we talking about Rod Rosenstein? Well, Friday, there was an article that was published in the New York Times.
The president was irate after reading this, that Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein had been discussing removing him from office, talking about secretly recording him. But multiple sources over the weekend told us that the president consulted his inner circle. He talked to his aides. He asked what he should do. And after those conversations, he backed off the idea of firing him for now. And that was the important thing. It seemed like it was inevitable at some point, but when was not clear.
So I'm trying to follow the logic, or dare I say lack of it, that we believe the New York Times on Fridays now. Okay, so they're telling the truth on Fridays. They're not failing in fake the other days of the week, though, let's be honest. Okay, so they have that story in which Rod Rosenstein has come out and say, he responded to it and said, it's completely untrue, fabricated, fake. He said, anonymous sources, never happened.
So joining us right now on the KTAR Newsmaker line to get a little bit more perspective on this story is ABC News correspondent Kenneth Moten, who's been working both the Rosenstein story as well as the Brett Kavanaugh story. Good morning to you, Kenneth.
So I've got whiplash, guys. Like, I've been in a car accident. I've got the thing on my neck right now. It's been crazy here in Washington.
Well, there are protesters at the Capitol right now on Kavanaugh. And so what's the very latest, though, on Rosenstein? We hear he's going to meet with the president later this week.
Yes, he's going to meet with him on Thursday. Do you guys know what else is happening on Thursday?
Yes. Yep.
Kavanaugh hearings, where he will really deny emphatically these allegations against him of sexual misconduct, not just by one woman, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, but this new woman who came forward in The New Yorker over the weekend that lawmakers are now reacting to today. But then as we were asking them about The New Yorker and about these new allegations against Kavanaugh, the story started to break about Rosenstein expected to be fired going to the White House. And then 2 hours later, we see him emerge with Chief of Staff John Kelly in the driveway. They're shaking hands. He escorts them out. They know the cameras are there. And then the White House immediately puts out this statement from Sarah Sanders that says, hey guys, I think you have some questions on Rosenstein. Well, at his request, he wanted a meeting with the president, but the president is busy up in New York at the United Nations General Assembly. He will be back on Thursday. You can meet with him then.
I get the whiplash.
We're talking to Kenneth Moten. He's at the Capitol right now with ABC News. Kenneth, I literally don't know the answer to this question. Sometimes I ask questions I think I kind of know the answer to. I don't know the answer to this question. Is the Thursday meeting, the Rosenstein meeting, meant to distract from the Kavanaugh hearings, or are the Kavanaugh hearings meant to distract from the Rosenstein meeting?
So typically we do ask ourselves if something that the White House or the administration does is a distraction, because we know that's been the MO in the past. This does appear to be a coincidence. It's the fact that Rosenstein, who requested this meeting with the president to talk about the New York Times report, Rosenstein apparently wants to get ahead of this, wanted to meet with the president. He knows what's been said over the weekend. You heard my colleague Karen Travers' report that the president met with his inner circle over the weekend. Right now they're saying hold off on firing Rosenstein, who's been in the president's crosshairs since the appointment of Special Counsel Robert Mueller, since the firing of James Comey. Rosenstein has been in the crosshairs of the president, and so we know that this was an opportunity for the president to get rid of the number two at the Justice Department. He also wants to get rid of the number one, the way, as well. But it looks like he's going to wait till after the midterm elections. And so at this point, if you're still following me here,
I need a flow chart.
Should I get my whiteboard up and
really
have arrows pointing? But at this point, yes, it seems to be a coincidence. But we do know that the president is back at the White House, and then there will be a face-to-face between he and Rosenstein.
You may remember when Glenn Beck used to do those crazy conspiracy theories on the chalkboard. That's what it sounds like. We're talking to Kenneth Moten, ABC News correspondent at the Capitol. So I have a question for you. I was told, or I heard, if you will, that there is a difference, and it is a difference with a distinction as to whether or not the deputy attorney general is fired or whether or not he resigns, and it is a difference that impacts the Russia investigation.
Yeah, I think it has something to do with unemployment benefits. No, seriously, I have heard that distinction as well. And I think that the White House is trying to walk, and the president is being told to walk a fine line here because Rosenstein is overseeing the Russia investigation. He appointed the special counsel, Robert Mueller, that there would be different things that the president can do, you know, versus firing versus resignation. Mm-hmm. And so now we're already seeing that flow chart of who would be next to oversee the investigation. And it's the Solicitor General. But then there's already claims from Democrats saying, well, the Solicitor General has a conflict of interest as well and can't oversee the Russia investigation. So I have no clue what's going to happen by
Friday. Fair enough. Well,
I have no clue as what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes.
No.
I swear.
Thank you so much to Kenneth Moten at the Capitol with ABC News.